phone number to call if you want to talk to Madeline. I might be around too. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. A couple of lines still open now. And let's see here. What am I going to do here? I knew what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a timeout for beautiful music. And we haven't done that for a while. I got to have nice music once in a while. I think all of you agree. All right?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Stand on the top of a hill, and we gaze at the earth and the sky. I turn to you, and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you. And we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure that I own. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful.
Beauty in the world, and we need more of that.
Absolutely. That was wonderful.
It was wonderful, wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, it helps to raise the vibration, right?
Sure does. Okay, again, our phone number here is 844-769-2944. So give a call, and let's go first up to, where is this? Massachusetts. Douglas, what are you doing up so late back there?
Well, we're in the Eastern time zone here, and there's even talk of switching Mass to the Atlantic time zone. So, any rate, yeah, this a lot of people don't like the daylight savings change to standard, and I think it's kind of dumb, but something could implement it in World War One and continued.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I do not like it at all. It biologically messes me up, and I just it's stupid. Let nature alone. Quit trying to
manifest. I agree with you 100%, but let me tell you what I called about. I got this question for Madeline, and I'll give you my date of birth, which is in time 3:41 a.m., January 27, 1952, in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay, January 27, 1952, at 3:41 a.m.
A.m. Yes, and I'm trying to determine what type of cycle am I in. Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you: is that Worcester or Middlesex County?
Middlesex, yeah.
Middlesex. Okay, got it.
There's a lot of that around, too. They call it gender identity crisis, don't they?
Oh, geez, I guess so, yeah. Don't
terrible.
Get me going on that, boy.
So what kind of question do you have for me?
Well, okay. First of all, I'll just preface it by saying that, I'm hearing all the talk about how the economy is booming and improving, and with myself and friends, we aren't seeing it. In other words, salaries haven't increased. Getting a job, employment is as difficult as it always was. And I guess from my own perspective, I'm curious, what type of economic cycle am I in at this time, and how will that change or evolve in the coming year?
Okay. Now, are you working or are you self-employed?
I am doing right now a little bit of self-employment. I'd like to be doing a lot more. I'm also looking for work. The self-employment angle is more part-time than anything else. And to be honest with you, I'd rather go back to earning what I did prior to the recession.
What was your line of work? What was your line of work?
I was involved in mechanical engineering and did capital equipment sales over the years. Always of a technical nature, though.
You have a very good personality to interface with people. I just think
Thank
that would
you.
Be a real asset to a company, for sure.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Well, in terms of the income that you could bring in through self-employment, that is increased now for the next year.
Okay.
So if you happen to have a particular interest in starting your own company or providing a particular service as a contractor, anything like that, you could make quite a bit of money that way. Now, on your job hunt, so are you, apparently you're not employed at the moment, but you are looking for work. Is that
you got it,
an
yes.
accurate
mm-hmm.
assessment?
Oh, most
okay.
definitely.
Okay. Well, let me just say that there is a kind of a challenge here financially, in the sense that, things may feel a little tight through the holidays or
mm-hmm.
part of the holidays. But that's going to leave you by the end of this year, early into January. And
really?
So,
okay, that would be great.
Yeah. So I think if you can, keep your self-employed activities going through the end of this year, early into next year, you'll probably be fine. It's just a temporary challenge here.
Stagnation or challenge, and it seems to be, I tell people, at least out in my area, it's a job market for people in their 30s, and it seems like millennials can't get work and people over 40 can't, and that is not indicative of a booming economy. So much for the credibility.
Oh, this economy is not booming.
Media.
No.
No, it's terrible.
But,
You're
at an age where it would behoove you to be in a more of a consultant sort of
position. Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I'm not arguing with that at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would think that you would do better now if you were self-employed than anything you could
get
a job.
All right, well, hopefully this coming year there'll be more opportunities to accentuate that side, and if it does, then I'll be a very happy camper here.
Yeah, good.
Well, and one other thing I might recommend for you is on my website at PolarisBusinessGuides.com, we offer the 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. It's all about
okay.
how our energy is creating whatever comes to us. And a lot of different ways that that happens. It's eight classes and study guides, and you can always email myself and the other facilitator for that program with any questions.
Well, I realize that what you focus on, you attract, and that's the challenge. If you're not doing well and you focus on that, that tends to perpetuate it, and vice
that's
versa.
That's right.
Very aware of that. Yeah.
But we'll give you a lot of tools in that. Yeah, we'll give you a lot of tools in that so you can break that pattern.
I'll check it out then. That's great.
All right. Good luck, Douglas.
All right, thank
have a,
you.
Have a
Bye.
Wonderful holiday season. Yeah,
all right,
take care.
You too, both of you.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Take care, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Let me remind somebody here. Again, the phone number is 844-769-2944. And Madeline's planning guide. Well, Marilyn may have one too. Madeline's planning guide is really neat. That's a nice thing. So, somebody
yeah,
you want to go to her
guide.
Site.
And, oh, and that is my 22nd one, by the way.
Wow! Congratulations.
Mm-hmm, my 22nd one, and we're planning to do a special for the Black Friday, the 4 days. Friday through Monday.
Oh, interesting.
For the guide plus the newsletters.
Uh-huh.
So, so that there'll be a special promotion for that.
How to fight more effectively at Target for your... those kinds of things?
Hopefully not.
Uh-huh. All right. Very good. In Tennessee, Thelma is standing by. Hello, Thelma. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My question was...
Is it still, or did it change?
Well,
you said it used to be. What is it now? We want the new question.
To your last guest, I'm going to rephrase it a little bit.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I guess I should give you my birth date.
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, it's February 5th,
okay.
1958.
All right.
And I think I was born anywhere, it was early morning, probably 6 a.m., give or take an hour or two.
Okay, and so I just want to let you know, it may not be very accurate what I'm going to tell you, because even within 5 minutes, a chart can change. But go ahead.
I'm going to say 6 a.m.
Okay.
In Piqua, Ohio.
How
what's
do you spell
a, what's
that?
The city?
Piqua, P-I-Q-U-A.
Indian name.
P-I-Q-U-A.
Yeah.
Ohio.
It's okay. Close to date.
Okay, and that is not in my computer. Okay, so you said it's close to Dayton?
Is yeah.
that what you said? Okay, let me use Dayton because it's not showing me
well,
that.
Well, there's only two residents in Piqua, so it's not a surprise. It's a small town.
Oh, my God.
How big of a town is Piqua, Thelma?
It's actually... It's just a little bit smaller than Dayton, and Dayton's got Wright Pat. So
yeah, that's
pretty good size. I've been to Wright Pat. Yeah,
you got the normal population. You've got at least a couple of dozen ETs on ice down there.
right.
That's what they say.
They didn't show those when I was there.
Yeah. All right, very good.
What's your question?
I was wondering what. Me and my husband had been trying to move for over a decade. Move out of Dayton,
good
Ohio.
Grief. Would you like me to call U-Haul for you? What is going on?
it was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. So we finally got to the state we want to be in, and that's Tennessee. And we're very happy here. The dream has been to... build our own off-the-grid, underground, cave-type house.
Good for you. Okay. I like that. That's nice.
Okay.
I was wondering if I should just go ahead and build it where I am, or because I've been searching for the right property for a long, long, long time. And I don't know whether to go ahead and hold on to that dream of getting that property or whether I should just go ahead and
let me ask, I'm not the pro here, but let me ask a question or two. Now, Tennessee Dayton. We're in Dayton, Tennessee, right?
Oh,
or are
no,
we in Dayton,
I,
Ohio? Because they've got Tennessee on your name here on my board. But you are in Ohio.
We moved from Dayton, Ohio to Tennessee 2 months
okay.
ago.
Okay, so you left Piqua and you moved to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, that was when I was young.
Okay, and do we know the city in Tennessee that you're in? Does that matter? Probably doesn't. Don't tell me. Doesn't matter. Just
no,
so
you know what? You know, I did what we call a horary question to see if she should build where she is.
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, it looks like it's too early. That's the first thing I want to tell you, is you don't have all the information that you need. That's number one. And let me see here what else it says.
Well, how long does she have to wait until after Kim fires his missile?
He's not going to get the chance.
I'm kidding.
Let's see. I think something's going to come to light that you're not aware of yet. Maybe even in the next month. I wouldn't decide to do anything until you get a little more information. You're a little too early yet to decide.
Okay, that makes total sense. So take the winter and think about it and wait and see if anything.
Yeah, and remember, next month is going to be Mercury retrograde. There'll be some rethinking going on. So after that, in the new year, you may know more.
Do you have, now you're on a parcel of land now, I assume, that you could build on if you wanted to. But there's another place that you and your husband have been looking at that you kind of like and you kind of think might be better?
Well, we are on Lake Norris, which is beautiful. Be the third cleanest lake in the country.
Mm.
But we have neighbors and we are on a big old rock mountain. And I think that what we're looking for is something with some land so that...
usable land.
Right. Usable land and a place where I don't have neighbors. I mean, because people...
You can't... You know what they say? You can't get far enough away.
Yeah. I mean... It's a resort, and people walk around and drive around in golf carts, and so summer's quite a bit different than it is now. Right now, it's within a mile of me right now.
Do you have an area around the lake that you might like better, that you can get away from the resortish part of it? Is it that big of a lake?
Yes, it's huge. Yes, that's what I'm looking for, is some land to build and get away from people.
Well, I think it's probably there for you. You just got to find it. What do you think, Madeline?
I think it's going to show up. There's some information that you don't have yet that's going to come.
Okay, well, that makes total sense. It feels right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Thelma.
Good luck.
Very good luck to you. All right. Yeah, that's a big lake. You're on a rock. Good and bad. You're building underground. That's probably a pretty good location to bore in, but not usable necessarily. And neighbors, neighbors. Ay. People just don't seem to have the respect for their fellow citizens' privacy, calm, peace. What's the worst thing in the world? To move into a place and you're getting ready for the first evening and you're getting tired and you want to go to bed and you find out the neighbors have a barking dog.
Yeah, that's not too good.
No, that's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think in Oregon they have a debarking law now where if you get multiple complaints and they're legit, they can force you to get your dog debarked.
Oh my God.
Well, yes, but it's better than euthanizing. So I don't know. I have no answers for it, except I do know that barking dogs are and I think some of you listening would agree, about the worst form of rudeness that you can inflict on anybody. You're supposed to have a God-given right to be quiet and calm, and you get a damn dog barking all night and over again, and some of them bark like machine guns.
Yeah.
I have been through that. It's not fun.
No.
We have more callers. We had a break coming up in about a minute. Well, let's welcome Rebecca up here.
Hey.
Hey, Rebecca. Welcome.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi. How are
you? Hello. Hi. Hi. Hi, Madeline.
Hi. Well,
that's Marilyn. I'm sorry.
No, not Marilyn. Hey, you know what? My mother's name was Marion. And people Marion
okay.
and Madeline, they could never remember who was who, so they would call us both Marilyn.
So, isn't that something?
Well,
yeah,
I told you my story.
The name I have is Marilyn.
What's your story?
Di, you remember my Madeline story?
What was that?
Which one?
There's only one Madeline story. My grandmother was named Madeline.
Uh-huh.
My cousin was named Madeline. My mother was named Madeline.
Oh, my God.
And they all spelled
incredible.
It differently.
Amazing.
All right. I'll match you one from my family. All Everybody right. in my family on my mom's side was named either Melissa or Eileen. So you called them. That was my grandmother, Melissa, and then her sister, Eileen. And then they had daughters, and they named them Eileen. So they called her Pinky. And then they married Charlie. And then Peggy, who was really Eileen, married a guy named, what was his name? Like Bill? But they called him Charlie. And then I can't have kids, but I have a dog, and I named her Millie. So it just goes on and on and on.
That's cute. Very
I
good.
It.
All right, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Give us your name, date of birth, location, and time, and then we're going to take a break and come right back.
Yeah, so. What's your date of birth
All right. December 17th, 1951. At 9:24 a.m. in Plainfield, New Jersey.
9:24 a.m. in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. I got it.
All right. Very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Hang on, Rebecca, after this. We have Rebecca on the line from the strange and unusual and beautiful state of Oregon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's weirder by the second, Jeff.
Yeah. Are you up in the Portland area?
I am. I'm in southeast. I'm east of 82nd Street. In Portland proper. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Yeah, yeah, everybody's out on the streets. You know, they're living on the streets.
It's going to get cold,
too. They're doing things in cars. It's going to get real cold. Yeah, I know. I know it. Here we are. But I'm in my Stumptown shack, and it's all paid for, so I'm okay. And financially, I don't have a lot of problems. I know if my man were here, he'd want to ask about his finances, so I could ask for him. But I specifically want to know if I'm going to get married again to this guy. And I mean, we've been together 14 years. And
don't
also,
ruin it.
Show business
don't ruin
well,
it.
Well, that's what he says. That's exactly what he says.
That's so
All right.
funny.
All right, okay, Marilyn, we do not need you for the answer Jeff gave it to us. I know, I'm
She's kidding you. She's getting on board with the joke, see? Now the joke's got legs.
I'm right here with you. Yes, and I was in show business for the longest time, most of my adult life and half of my childhood, and I was really successful and made enough money, and you might even know me if I told you what to look for, but I don't know what to do. You know, I lost my mind. There are satanic influences. I'm bipolar. They put me on meds. And I woke up one day, and it was like a chemical lobotomy and straitjacket. 2.5 years ago, I kicked it all cold turkey. And since I woke up, I've been really amazed at what's been going on around me that I wasn't paying attention to. Some of it was personal in my relationship, and it's all repaired and it's all okay, but what have I been going through these past 2.5 years spiritually? Can you tell me, you know, like up against the wall, I need to break through. What can I do with my talents? And tell me, what is this spiritual quest that I've always been on, which led me to the UN with the full moon meetings, and I can't tell you what else, you know.
Wow.
And dot,
well,
dot,
let
dot,
me just,
you know, take
mention,
it from there.
Yeah, let me just mention here right now that it looks like,
yeah.
Has somebody given you more responsibilities lately? As anything? Or are there more challenges?
Well,
in
I've been
way?
Taking them on more and more myself.
Oh, okay,
and
that's
guess,
good.
And
yeah.
I guess my guy, I guess my man, sure, as he trusts me more, and I'm not, you know, just all, you know, netted out or crazy.
you were never, you know, Rebecca. You were never crazy. No. You were chemically.
I know that.
You were chemically deranged.
Yeah.
But you were never crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
That, well, I grew up in New Jersey, and everything was so toxic. When I was 14, they took out a big tumor, and I almost died, and that's why I can't have kids. But, you know, that was my brush with death, so I haven't thought that I'll die again anytime too soon. But it's been about, you know, this profound love. I did show business. Yeah, I found out all about it, and
uh-huh.
That's enough. But I still have all this time ahead of me. My man is, like, the most talented blues harmonica player living or dead on the planet. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. If he ever hears this, he'll kill me. He's on tour right now in Germany. But
wow. Remember Jack
yeah.
Bruce and Train Time? Cream?
No.
Oh, you got to hear that. That's a great harmonica piece.
Well, let me just
right.
say,
well, yeah.
because I know we're going to run out of time here. That
no, we got time.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
We're
that,
good.
That you are right at the point where you need to make a change. Now, in the past few years, you probably have had some health challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But those are going to leave you behind next year. And so you should be out of the woods for that next year. But you're really wanting to
what
make
kind
a
of
fairly...
What kind of a change?
Well, there's a couple of different ways that can show up. One can be
yeah.
just in how you identify yourself. In other words, that you may want to change
mm-hmm.
your identity, okay?
That's probably why I keep wanting to get married. I want to take off
yeah.
Well, that is
name.
One of the possibilities for changing your identity.
yeah.
But it's
and no
not
hyphens allowed. No hyphens.
I don't believe in the hyphen. I'd have too many of them by this time anyway.
yeah,
that's
so
good.
So now the question about whether you would get married to this guy, have you been married
yeah.
before?
Yes, once for a long time, once for a brief stint.
Okay, so this would be the third one, right?
Yes, and the first one that I lived with the man when I moved in when I was 15 in Manhattan, we were in show business, and he died of AIDS in 84, and that was, like, astrologically my first marriage. So if you want to count, like, a common law marriage and then a
oh,
real marriage for, like, you know,
no, I don't.
Years,
let me
and
ask.
Then, like,
let me ask Marilyn
and
a question here.
And then a real
here.
Brief one with a jerk. And it
yeah,
was,
oh,
like,
okay.
by accident.
Yeah,
and
well,
then
those things happen.
Like, he... I know, but this one is like on purpose all the way. I never
uh-huh.
want to leave him for the rest of eternity. That's just it.
Well, then you're there. Whether you got a
yeah.
piece of paper or not is really irrelevant. If you want to get married,
all right.
just have a ceremony. No, don't let the government in the front door or
all
the back
right,
door.
I won't. We're looking for rings. I won't. We're looking for rings. He's a doll baby about it all. So,
yeah.
you know, okay, so I'll
you just get
in and we'll
you have
go
your
on.
Own
you.
Have your own ceremony wherever you want, and that's
yeah, that's what
you
we're
don't
gonna
owe
do
the
anyway,
damn government
so.
Anything. Nothing.
I
your
know.
Life is
all
your
right.
life.
Well, then I'll get
there
over
can
it.
Be good tax there can be tax relief from getting married, but you know, otherwise.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I can let that one go. So the change, you know, I mean, I'm just looking for a new identity as far as I'm not an actor and a dancer and a singer anymore professionally. I don't do
okay.
that for a living. I do it in the house with my guy, you know. But
and so
I'm a
you
little
might,
bit bored.
You might have also be looking for a change in your neighborhood or in your communications or...
Well, she's in a house where she's real secure, though. She's
that's
got a good
true.
Residence.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
We own it and we have gardens
yeah.
and I can... I can build 6 units on it.
Oh,
oh wow.
God.
If I want to
go. Rebecca, you're in
oh,
good shape.
Oh, my God.
Good shape. Yeah.
I'm in
but,
great
but
shape.
But you're looking
hi,
for some change, yeah, in your identity.
I am.
And,
okay.
And, you know, because
well,
you've
let me,
taken on all these responsibilities, there might be a part of that, part of your new identity might be part of what you've taken on.
Now, I got to ask a question. Yes. This may help. Do you still have fond memories of show business? Do you have good feelings about
absolutely.
It? All right, because you have an effervescent, outgoing, happy, inspiring kind of personality. And that's really good for teaching young people. If you can find some people that can use that, you have a passionate attachment to a great expression, and that's called show business, and maybe you could share that.
I think that's a very good suggestion.
I wouldn't, but the thing is, listen, I don't want to steer anybody into it. So what do I do?
You tell them the truth in the beginning.
Okay.
You say, listen, this is the real deal. Here's how it really is. Look at Harvey Weinstein, all right? You look at all these people.
Really.
Look at Corey Feldman. You understand what you're going in is very dark in places. But the high points where the spotlights are, where you can express yourself and bring joy and inspiration to other people, that's what you've got to do and stay away from all the rest of it, no matter what the cost. You have to help them.
Yeah.
Give them the armament that they need to discern and to protect themselves. Then they can give and develop.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
that's a good idea.
I mean, how many community colleges are there? How many young people's theater organizations are there?
Well,
I don't know what your
specialty was.
I
have access because of my position in the musical community here because of Mitch. I can access all these things.
There
so
you go.
Easily.
All right.
I just needed to hear that it was worth it. And
absolutely.
Steer them into a place I wanted them to stay away from.
You give those kids the armament and the protection and the wisdom they need to help them fulfill their dreams without paying a horrible price. And it can be done. It can be. You know that. You're
and,
a special one,
I'll
so you do
and,
this.
And one of the pieces of the responsibility is that you could become a teacher at this point.
That's what we're talking about.
One of the possibilities.
Yep, that's exactly it.
All right.
So there you go.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Rebecca, good luck to you.
I love you both. Sweet dreams.
Thank you.
Call back some other time.
Good. Do. Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Very good. Madeline, you're doing very well.
Well, thank you.
You have a career in this. I can tell.
Oh, yeah. 20-some years here.
The planning guide is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
You put a lot into that.
Yeah.
It's just it's not a throwaway thing. It's a keeper. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. To New York we go next to say hello to Brett. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Hey, I want to say to that last caller, you got to give her a lot of kudos for quitting mood altering, mind altering drugs that they get us all hooked on if they
can.
She's
a very strong woman.
Absolutely. Probably another Taurus like myself. I don't remember the birthday.
No, she was Sagittarius.
Sag? Oh, okay. I have a best friend who's a Sag. Very, very strong people.
Yeah, fire. Fire people.
All right, Brett, what can we do for you tonight? We need the data and then your question.
April 22nd, 1962, Bronx, New York.
What time were you born?
I'm sorry, 8:30 a.m.
8:30 a.m. in the Bronx.
The Bronx. And I got too many questions, so I'm just going to ask you what you see, because I've got too many questions.
All right, well, we can put a few of those up if you want. That helps narrow it down and get to the punchline quicker. So give us one of your questions.
I'm trying to implement change both in myself and my surroundings.
I'd say that's a good idea. Really. Really.
What are you seeing, Madeline, that you would say that so quickly for? Tell him.
Well, Uranus is trying your own Uranus right now, and it's next year it's going to be on your sun. So by the time next year rolls around, you're going to be ready to jump out of your skin if you don't make changes. So it's a good idea to be making changes or getting yourself ready for them at the very least. It's a very good idea. It's really perfect. You're right in tune.
Yeah, I kind of almost feel like jumping out of the skin now, actually.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Get a little bit more intense.
Yeah, well, it got closer to your sun earlier this year, and then it's starting to move away a little bit. So you get a little bit of breathing room here, and then you'll get, next year it'll be in full swing again, probably by June at the latest. But it's a fairly intense cycle because what kind of changes are you thinking of making?
Well, there's, personal changes in myself, and I have a business that's for sale that haven't gotten the right person yet. Haven't gotten
the right kind of side. I don't need the name, Brett, but what kind of business is it?
I'm a landlord.
You're a what?
A landlord.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I missed
a landlord.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, your phone got a little funny there. Okay, a landlord. All right. Well, that's a challenging issue. You've also got to be a psychologist. You've got to be a peacemaker. You've got to be, God only knows how many units are you taking care of?
8 right now.
Uh huh. Well, no wonder you feel like you want to jump out of your skin. That's.
And I'm one of the residents, so.
Oh, my.
Oh, so you live there and you got some
nowhere
others,
to hide.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, exactly.
And that door, boy, that gets knocked on too often, I'll bet.
It's not that bad, but, you do play, you kind of like the daddy, I call it, and you get problem children.
Oh, for sure. No, you're a psychologist.
Yep.
That's what I said.
Are the units up for sale now? Is that what you're saying?
The building's up for sale, yes.
Okay, but you haven't found the right buyer yet.
No.
Is that right? I think you're going to, it may not happen this year, but I do think that change is going to occur next year.
That's only 8 weeks. He can make it, right?
Well, it might be a little further into it than 8 weeks. Yeah, but it looks like you're going to get some income in here.
Okay. I release, from that, then the world's my oyster, but I don't know what ocean to swim in.
Let me suggest, in the interest of time, that you give me a call, because it would take us quite a bit more time than we have here on the air to go through the different opportunities that you have knocking at your door. And just as something for you to think about, I'm just curious if you've ever thought about doing anything related to healing.
I have, but I've been a little reluctant to. I was looking at one particular, one thing in particular, but I went on the internet and searched it a little bit to see if there were any, like, yays or nays. They have those websites, what was the name of that one website? It's the only one that they had any critique on. If you put in scam and it comes up, something report, I forget the name of it off the top of my head.
Okay.
But it had one small negative thing, but it didn't really have any positive. I know people are more reluctant to give positive than they are negative,
I would recommend that you call me sometime for a consultation. And
okay.
because it would take us a while to discuss it, but there are several possible oceans you might swim in that would be fulfilling for you.
He's, you know, and when you think about it, though, he's... Brett's already been healing. He's dealing with people. He's got 7 units with people in it. He's interacted with them. He's helped a lot of them. It's like a psychologist. That could be a new sitcom, reality TV.
Maybe I should be a hairdresser. It's similar. They all tell you their problems.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. When they lose their job or when they go through hard times, it's like they're your girlfriend or your sister or
sure.
your daughter. When they got good times, it's like the banks. When they went down, they got bailed out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And these people expect a bailout.
Yeah.
When times
are
good, they don't say, hey, here's an extra 20. I did really good this month. You know, you don't get that.
Right.
You know?
Brett, I got one more caller, so I want to thank you. And go ahead and give Madeline a call. She'll help
you
out.
Yeah, and let me just tell you the number to call for that. It's 877-524-8300.
Thank you. Love the show, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Brett. Thank you very much for being out there. Keep
All
at
right.
it. All right. Okay, and very quickly, let's go to Carpinteria, California, and say hello to Paulette. Hello, Paulette.
Hey, good to hear your voice, and thanks for squeezing me in. I'll be quick.
Of course.
I do have some concerns about health and money, but when I keep myself out of a fear state with these things, you know, it's like everything is better. But
right.
my big question is...
Can you give me your birth data first?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That will help me.
March 31st, 1952, 9:14 p.m.
Okay. What was the p.m. 9? What was it?
9:04?
9:14 p.m.
p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where were you born?
Fresno, California.
Where?
You broke up. What was that?
Fresno, California.
Oh, Fresno.
Oh, Fresno.
The geological center of California.
Okay. Okay. So now tell me what your question is.
Well, am I okay with not being concerned about money and my health, even though those things aren't like in big shape? And my big question is there a timing energetically with the planets where I can open myself up more to the ascension process where the pituitary and the pineal gland work together to open the third eye?
Yes, actually, on that question, I would be working on that right now.
Okay.
You have a very good cycle right now. Jupiter's in your 12th house. That should help you with opening up that pineal gland. And the other thing to do for that, this is kind of a weird suggestion, but I assure you it works. Go to ascendedhealth.com, A-S-C-E-N-D-E-D, ascendedhealth.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to call them. And they have a product called I Am Light. I Am Light.
Mm.
And it will decalcify your pineal gland, which almost all of us get our pineal glands calcified due to eating sugar and white flour. So if you want to activate that, you go get a bottle of that, and they won't sell it online. So you have to call them. So you can't order it unless you know about it, but I would definitely go get that I Am Light. They also they make an incredible toothpaste called Boralife. It's a liquid. It comes with maybe 1 mil. I can't remember exactly but they have a dropper that comes with it, and you just take a certain amount per day. But don't take it every day. Take it maybe 3 times a week or something like that, you know, twice a week. Don't take it every day until you get accustomed to it a little more. But you know, just...
Oh.
Yeah, so do that. And
what's the website again?
It's Ascended Health, Ascended Health, HEALTH.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they also have an incredible toothpaste known as Oralive. And definitely... probably the best toothpaste on the planet.
Hmm.
Well, one quick question, if I can squeeze that in. I've been doing iodine every day. Is that iodine?
I don't know if that will. I don't know if that will help the pineal gland. It's a good thing to take, but I mean, I don't know if it will assist with the pineal gland. Yeah.
Right. I was just doing it for the thyroid. The glands all work together. So.
Yes, that's
okay,
true.
Well,
that's
listen.
True. Yeah.
How about magnesium, Paulette? Check your magnesium levels. That's a big unknown epidemic, magnesium deficiency. That can do some pretty neat things for people.
Oh, okay. I will do that. And
And then just a quick note that yes, there can be a period over the next year and a half, perhaps, where you may feel like you have less money, but as long as you stay out of fear, you'll always be able to have what you need.
Sounds good, because
right.
Money isn't the real currency of this world.
No.
That's right.
Indeed. Paulette, take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
You too, both of you. And
thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Okay, that's our program. Wow, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
All right, Madeline, thank you very much for all that. And anyone who would like to call and talk to Madeline at great length or greater length or any length, give her the phone number again.
It's 877-524-8300.
Okay.
877-524-8300.
Very good. Okay, and the planning guide is available.
Yes.
Anytime.
Yeah, the Good Timing Guide is available both in printed, online, and as an app. So
I don't even have an app. Good for you. All
yeah, right. Yeah. Well, okay. Right now only the Google app is available, but or the Android app, I should say, but the iPhone one is coming
all
for
right.
2018. Yeah.
Very good. Okay,
all
Madeline,
right.
Thanks. Talk soon. Take
yes,
care.
Yes, next month. All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, back. With more, we're going to Mars next hour. Some more amazing pictures to look at, which we did a couple of nights ago. Frank Jacob comes back in just a few minutes.